on your mind today?
Today is our daughter's 15th birthday, so it's a big day for us.
Wow, you're not that old.
No, not at all.
How can you have a 15-year-old daughter?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. So that's fun, huh?
Yeah.
Does she still listen to you?
Just barely.
Yeah, there's an age where they don't. I now know everything. Yeah. You know nothing. And stop telling me to do anything. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Business-wise, what's got on your mind?
I'm still working. I've gone through LinkedIn, by the way, and this is something I was working with the VEA, with the virtual executive.
Yes.
I have been going through LinkedIn and adding clients, like just going back, adding, many connections and even people that we know. I was telling Rick yesterday that we've known from different walks who have so many great connections. So I'm going through their connections and friending them. And it's just something I've been doing. And then the Eaton Van seminar, it has been a nightmare to get approved. It took them, I don't know how long, to get back to me and say they needed talking points. And I explained, the municipal manager is not going to, he's not going to have a presentation. He's just going to talk. And then, so I went back to Eaton Van. They gave me talking points, bullet points. I submitted them. My local manager approved it, sent it up to compliance, and compliance says that what I submitted was investment advice and that I need to submit a Morgan Stanley approved presentation. So I'm just a little frustrated, but
from now on, all you talk about is the economic outlook as presented by them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Very general. Right.
Right. What are you going to talk about?
I went
to Canada one time to speak. Right. And I learned a very good lesson. They asked me what was my role. And I said, well, I'm a keynote speaker. So you know what they did? They detained me for 2 hours and interrogated me on why a Canadian couldn't do what I was doing.
Wow.
So every other time I went to Canada, what did I tell them? I'm a participant. I'm here to learn.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead.
I thought you were going to say I was there. You're there for the curling.
I'm there for the curling. No, I wanted to tell him the truth. I'm a participant. That's still the truth. You see?
Mm-hmm.
What you're giving them is too much information.
Yes.
Tell them
the truth. True. I didn't even think of that. Yep.
Right. Tell them the truth, but don't make
it.
The less you say, the better.
Mm-hmm.
Name, rank, and serial number. Yeah, just, here it is. Yeah, they're going to talk about the economic outlook of the municipal bond market. No investment advice, mm-hmm. nothing. Just their opinion of what they see in the overall economy for municipal bonds. No specific recommendations ever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay? They go, okay.
Okay.
See, what they're doing is checking a box. They gotta do their job. If they don't do their job, now there isn't a chance in Hades that anybody's going to be on the call or that anybody is going to care what's on your call.
Right.
Okay. And they're going to be delighted that you did the call. But they got to check a box. So let them check their box.
Yep. Yep. Okay. I will certainly do that. Let me go back and see how I can fix this one. But going forward.
Yeah, I've got a guy waiting a month for approval on the folders.
Yeah. Yeah. And it wasn't that bad before.
We submitted. I mean, the folders, I've been using them for 7 years with you guys.
Yeah.
Why would he need approval now? Well, it's some local guy, and he just needs everything, you know.
Right.
I'm like, fine.
But it's. I think it's firm-wide. It's firm-wide because we submitted. We have an older client who is a widow. She just had heart surgery. She's moving close to her son, selling her home. She was going to do an LAL, a line of credit against her investments, just temporarily, like a bridge loan.
Yep.
It's something that takes three to four days. So we told the client 3 to 4 days. We've been doing this for years. And it turns out it takes weeks now. They're like, no, things have changed because of the volume, because of interest rates. Now it's weeks. So I had to, I had to get a manager. I had to go high up and I had to really push them to, and they got it approved, right away.
Sure. Once you go to management. Sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. But other than that, the Google ads I submitted already. They replied. I have to get just some last check items on a video advice matters, which is like a video of why you need an advisor as opposed to just static ad. It's going to be a video on Google. With our information. Yep. And we already enrolled for tier 3, which is the highest level, the full in on the Google. The VEA has really ramped up our website, which I never even thought of how sorry it was. She's added a tab for webinars. She's changing everything around. I mean, it's looking much better. And then what I have to get to her is prospects. So I'm going back through our walk over the last couple of years, people who honestly should be on that list and we should be, targeting. And then I don't know if to go out and buy a list. I know it's going to go totally against what Supernova says, but I wanted to run it by you. I still wanted to run it by you.
Well, here's what I would like. This is sort of what I would like to see you do. I'd like to see you duplicate the 20 clients that give you 80% of your business.
Okay.
The top 20% of your clients give you 80% of your revenues. If you duplicate those people, even if you did it over a 3-year period, you'd come very close to doubling your business.
Okay.
And if you did 1.25, if you got 30 of those, you bring in 60, you'd really bring in 80 and you'd double your business.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, that's whatever. It's 20 clients, maybe you bring in 25 and that doubles your business. So whatever the top 20% of your practice, if you just get each one of those to give you one introduction, that looks like them, then you double your business. And then we can buy a list.
Okay. Got it.
Right. What we want to do is we want to target market. So targeting means we want more executives like these executives. If we're working with neurosurgeons, we want more neurosurgeons. We want introductions from our centers of influence inside that practice to the other doctors. So go back to your model, the 7 strategies for increasing your business, which starts with centers of influence, goes to niches, goes to niche mastermind groups, goes to other mastermind groups, goes
okay.
to the
yeah,
goes
we gotta to go the, back and yeah.
All right, so one of the things that I've been doing with teams, like in week 11, is just going back through and practicing the VPSA process. Okay, because my question to you is, how many times have you used the VPSA process this month?
Zero.
Rick, how many times this month? How many brainstorming sessions have you had?
Me, it's zero. Zero, zero, zero.
Rick is working on
a project. Rick, are you there? Rick? We lost him?
Sorry, I had it on mute. I'm talking. I'm answering. I said zero.
Oh. It was probably best that you had to say it two or three times.
You
know? Yeah. It's like, stop embarrassing me. I said zero.
My apologies. I didn't realize I had put it on mute.
I've got an easy way for you guys to do it, okay? this is what we're going to do. All right. So I'm going to show you what to do, and then you're going to do it with your clients this in the next 2 weeks. All right. So the question is, that I ask is, okay, Rick and Roxana, what are the three things that you value the most and you valued the most in working with Supernova over the last couple of years?
Are you really asking us?
I am really asking you.
That I value the most? My goodness, how organized. Number one, from me, the organization, how you don't have to go back and recreate things. Everything just flows. From a client standpoint, and I'm sure from a prospecting standpoint, it's the same, but we just have to cross that bridge, you know, that you talk about in the beginning. So for me, it's organization. For me, it's adding so much value to our clients and how happy they are. And the fact that it gives us time. You know, we're not always, we're not putting out fires. We're being proactive rather than reactive with our business. That's me. Rick, three?
Yeah, the structure, having the structure of, you know, every month you have a call, and so you don't have to be scrambling and worried about, did I talk to, you know, when was the last time I talked to this client? When was the last time I reviewed this client? And, you know, things don't slip through the cracks. I don't know if that's one and two or, it's less stressful, you know, it takes away a lot of that stress by having that structure. And it frees up a lot of time to do other things. Now we haven't used our time as wisely as we need to, but it has freed up a lot of times and it's made our personal life easier.
And confidence, yeah. Although we're not going in front of as many prospects as we should, and that's our fault. I feel that if when we do, I just feel confident in that we will
you can onboard somebody without.
Yeah, that we can onboard somebody, that they're going to be taken care of. They're going to be more than taken care of. They're going to get excellent service, excellent advice. You know, it just instills a whole new level of confidence that your practice is top notch.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, with that in mind, what I'd like to do is consider doing some brainstorming. And what will we be brainstorming about? We'd be brainstorming about who else would value this as much as you have and who you think would be a good fit for me. You know that who I enjoy working with are people that are really take it seriously, are conscientious, follow up. And are fun to work with, honestly. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to think about it over the next 2 weeks. And then when we get back together, I'd like to do that brainstorming. So first think about the people that are closest to you. I mean, not physically now because everybody's at home, but the people that are closest mm-hmm. to you in your local office, you know, people you like and trust and you think this would be great for. And then go a little bit further out to other offices where you know people and you think this guy should do this. He really should, or this gal. And then maybe nationally think, all right, this would be a great guy for Rob, but he's in, you know, he's in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. That's fine too. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of the brainstorming that we go through. And, I'll give you some time to think about it because I know I don't want to put you on the spot. Would that be okay?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks very much. Yep. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. All right. So how painful was that?
Easy. Easy. If you have a strong relationship, it should be an easy conversation.
Were you uncomfortable?
At all. At
did
all.
Did I make you, either one of you uncomfortable?
No. No, not at all. Not at all.
So why would you do it? Why would you follow through and actually agree to the brainstorming?
Because we want to help you.
One, you want to help me. Why else?
Because you didn't
because,
feel pressured.
Yeah, we didn't feel being like we're being sold to. You know, like a salesperson, we felt like we're really just having a discussion. You know, it didn't feel uncomfortable.
And
we value what you have been able to do for us and the relationship. And we feel that it would be, you know, you're going to do a great job with if we refer somebody to you because we have that history already.
Right. So among those things that you've named, what would be different for you guys versus me?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well,
would your clients answer the same way? They want to help, no pressure, value the relationship, you've had a good history.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know what they're going to say about you when you ask them what are the three things that you valued the most in working with us. But I think they're going to be similar in terms of, you know, but really the structure is great. You know, communication's terrific. You've really gotten to know us. You've done the financial plan. We feel confident. We trust you. We like you. I mean, those are mm-hmm. the things you're going to hear, right?
Right, right, right.
And so how, you know, see what it does mentally for you. You felt it, right? Now, the key is that you feel it. Is that when I ask those questions, you are all of a sudden you move to my side of the table and now we're telling me why you like doing business with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. what it does is it makes it so, like, of course I'd give you an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
See? It does, it's not like you're hitting them cold.
Right. Well, if you think of anyone or
right.
We're growing our business and
right. Know. That sounds like begging, right? This is not begging.
Right.
This is let me make sure that we have a great relationship and that you're mm-hmm. valuing what we do. Yes, we do. We love mm-hmm. it. Okay. Now let's do some brainstorming about who would value this as much as you have. And you go, okay, good. Now, here's what I find. I've done this with like 4 people. And as soon as I get on and I say, what's on your mind? They go, I've got a guy for you.
Right.
Okay. And I think the answer for you and me and everybody else is give them some time to think about it.
Right.
Right? Don't just say,
yeah.
You know, who do you know? Because they're like, I don't, you didn't give me any time. I got to think.
Right.
Right. And guess what? Absolutely. What if you come back and you go, Rob, we have racked our brain and there is no one. What do I do?
Thank you
for taking the time to think about it. And
right.
If you come across anybody over the next few months, you know, just keep us in mind.
Right. Okay. So you let them off the hook. If they really have hurt their brain trying to think of somebody and they don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say, simply say, you know what? It's only been a couple of weeks. I know that, you know, you've had other things in your mind. When you think of someone, I didn't say if, I said, when you think of someone, just let me know and we'll do the session. Okay. And I'll show you how we'll go about it. Because you want to make right. sure that they don't feel an obligation to have to do something they don't know what to do. Right. So you right. simply say, once we identify the name, then what we'll do is do a Zoom call. You'll introduce me and then you can excuse yourself while I discuss their situation with them. Does that make sense? And they go, sure.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not too hard, right?
Right.
So make sure that you script them as well as you on what to do here. Because if you don't script them, then they'd be less comfortable doing it. So mm-hmm. just like I
so
want
when
to
do
script
we tell
you,
them if you. When do we tell them, you know, if you do with the Zoom situation, we say if they come back with a name, right? We don't say that from before.
No, correct? you simply identify, here's what happens, right? We identify the person, right, together. We identify that it's Armando, right? You and I.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. you say to me, this is a great guy, and I profile them, okay? So I ask you as many questions as I need to ask in order to understand who he is, why he'd be a good fit, or why he wouldn't be. And if right. we decide that he's a good fit, then what the second part of that is the advice model. Okay?
Right.
The advice model is really okay. important. And what I say to you is, okay, you know Armando a lot better than I do. How would you suggest that we meet? And he goes, mm-hmm. well, I'll just have him call you.
Yep.
And you'd say, well, you know, that typically doesn't work. 'Cause they don't know who I am really. And unless it's a real sense mm-hmm. of urgency, they're not going to call. So here's what we find works. Okay. If you can arrange for a Zoom introduction, that's the number one way. The number two way is a conference call. The number three way is a email introduction. Let me tell you why the Zoom call is better. And then you just tell them why it's better, which is it's better because this is better. I did a conference call the other day. With a team on my project, and it was horrible. Okay. 'Cause you can't see anybody. You can't hear up. You don't get the facial expression. You know, this is as if we were meeting in person right here, right? I mean, you can mm-hmm. see me. You can see my facial. Rick, do you have a cold?
Yeah.
How did you get a cold in the Zoom world?
Well,
I've had allergies for like, what, 3 months now?
Yeah.
Is it a cold or is it wicked allergies?
Well, it was wicked allergies. And then this weekend, my daughter had a tournament in Sarasota. And it was one of the games was at night and it got really cold. And after that, it started to pick up again.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I don't know if it was allergies or if it turned into a cold, but I've been dealing with the sneezing for probably since Thanksgiving.
Months. Yeah, for months now. He's been sneezing.
I got tested a few times, and, you know, I was negative, so it wasn't corona or anything.
Yeah.
So it had to be allergies. But now it feels like it's turned into a cold.
Do you take allergy pills every morning?
No, I don't. I've never had allergies. That's the thing. I've never had any allergies before. It just started like in, we don't know if it's some of the vitamins that I've been taking a lot of vitamins throughout, throughout the quarantine, keeping, certain levels of vitamins up really high. And it may be that. So I cut back on a lot of that. Getting it back to normal levels or eliminating it completely. And we're just process of elimination right now.
Yeah, you got to dry up that stuff. I have allergies. I take an allergy pill every morning and every night.
What do you take?
I think it's Zyrtex.
Okay, yeah, because I took Zyrtex a few times, but I didn't take it consistently enough.
Yeah, I didn't either, and now, you know, I take it with I've got a thyroid condition, so I take my thyroid pill and my Zyrtex all at once, and then I take one at night, and I've had a clear head for months and months. It's so wonderful. Yeah. I had what you have, just horrible, ongoing allergy, terrible. So my doctor actually prescribed that for me. Because I hate to see you sick. It's just, I know that feeling. It's just, it drains your energy.
And well, I mean, that's what it is. It started getting better, and then this weekend it just got, it just, like, the last, since Sunday, Sunday we drove back, since Sunday night it's been pretty nonstop. You know, just the sneezing and the having to blow my nose, the runny nose, and...
In terms of keeping warm, always make sure you have a hat, a nice warm hat on when you're you have to be outside, because your head is where all the heat goes out of.
Yeah.
And you get that.
Yeah, that's the issue
that's
with
the Hispanic. Yeah, that's a Hispanic. Like we really, mom, like grandmas will always tell you, cover your head, like when you're out at night and it's cold. And you know, it's funny that you say that because, I mean, I think it's true, especially with babies. They always say cover their heads when you're out at night and it's cold. But,
I was wearing a hoodie, but still.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just.
Like I'm wearing one now.
It just goes right out. You know, I have no hair. You have hair. That will help a little.
Yeah.
But a stocking, a stocking cap in these 50, you know, we had 48-year degrees and 52 degrees. I mean,
Boca Chica?
Boca Grande, yeah. I literally was dressed like I was going skiing when I took my bike ride this morning. You know, thought I was skiing.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, got a 10 knot wind, 10, 15 knot wind in your face, and it's 48 degrees, probably 43 or something. I mean,
it's probably in the 30s.
I have big gloves and hat.
Yeah.
Anyway. I digress.
Yeah. Happened Saturday was that it went from being a hot day to a cold night. And you know, her game was in the late afternoon turning into nighttime.
Yeah.
So,
that'll mess you up.
A lot of us. Yeah.
Anyway, I'm feeling for you. All right. So that's your assignment. Okay. And the reason I want you to do it is because I want you to feel what it's like. And then we'll come through with an introduction, and then we'll do the Zoom introduction, and you can just watch it happen, okay? And just remember and memorize this stuff, because it's, I mean, how long did that take? How long did it take me?
Not very long.
Three to 5 minutes.
Yeah, 3 minutes maybe, right? Three things that you value, you know, brainstorm, you know, just the advice model. I mean, come on. We can do this, guys. We can do this.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of giving yourself a month. you know, give the client a month to find somebody.
Yeah.
And if they don't find them or they couldn't think of anybody, it's okay to come back to them and say, hey, by the way, I'd still love to do some brainstorming with you about who would value this as much as you have. And they go, yeah, I've got a guy. See, so don't forget that it's your job to ask, not their job.
Yeah.
You're the salespeople, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the salesman. They're not the salesman. They're not there to remember that you asked them to brainstorm. So you need to keep reminding them and reminding them and reminding them, being nice, but reminding them, right? Otherwise, pipeline dries up. Pipeline's dry right now. Okay.
Yeah.
And we got to fill it up. We got to fill it up. Okay. I'm going to let you guys go because Rick looks so sad there. I'm just so mad for him.
Thank you, Rob.
All right. Go get
some
It's
always a pleasure talking to you.
Enjoy an extra half an hour here.
Okay. Yeah. We'll have our homework done by next week. We'll do the
awesome.
Thanks, Rob.
That's great.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Take care.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye.